Georgia. Oh, Georgia.
American pianist, singer, composer, and bandleader Ray Charles was born on this date in 1930 in Albany, Georgia. Billed as the genius, Charles was credited with the early development of soul music, a style based on a melding of gospel, rhythm and blues, and jazz music. When Charles was an infant, his family moved to Greenville, Florida, and he began his musical career at the age of 5 on a piano in a neighborhood cafe. He began to go blind at 6, possibly from glaucoma, completely losing his sight by the age of 7. He attended the St. Augustine School for the Deaf and Blind, where he concentrated on musical studies, but left school at age 15 to play the piano professionally after his mother died from cancer. After emerging as a blues and jazz pianist, Charles recorded the boogie-woogie classic Mess Around and the novelty song It Should Have Been Me. By 1954, Charles had created a successful combination of blues and gospel influences and signed on with Atlantic Records. What I'd Say led the rhythm and blues sales charts in 1959 and was Charles's own first million seller. Charles's rhythmic piano playing and band arranging revived the funky quality of jazz, but he also recorded in many other musical genres. He entered the pop market with the bestsellers Georgia On My Mind and Hit the Road Jack. His album, Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music, sold more than a million copies, as did its single, I Can't Stop Loving You. Thereafter, his music emphasized jazz standards and renditions of pop and show tunes. From 1955, Charles toured extensively with his own big band and a gospel-style female backup quartet. He also appeared on television and worked in films such as Ballad in Blue and the Blues Brothers as a featured act and soundtrack composer. He formed his own custom recording labels Tangerine in 1962 and Crossover Records in 1973. The recipient of many national and international awards, he received 13 Grammy Awards, including a Lifetime Achievement Award in 1987. In 1986, Charles was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and received a Kennedy Center honor.
Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly.
Harding College began operations as a four-year college in Morrilton on this date in 1924. It was a combination of two struggling two-year schools, Arkansas Christian Academy of Morrilton and Harper College of Harper, Kansas. Initial enrollment was 248 students, only 75 of whom were college level. The school, which has grown into the largest private educational institution in Arkansas, is now known as Harding University and has well over 4,000 students, in addition to maintaining campuses in Florence, Italy, and Athens, Greece, and providing programs in 5 other foreign countries. On this date in 1806, the Lewis and Clark expedition returned to St. Louis from the Pacific Northwest. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.